It's official, we have launched our 2023 campaign called Tallahassee Prepared. We're going to have Chief Jerome Gaines, Kevin Peters with Leon County Emergency Management. All of that happens here in the first hour. And then we're going to remember Catherine Bell Long with our special tribute to her and the music that she brought us. In the final moments, we'll talk with the folks at Lee's Place about dealing with death and bereavement and loss of a loved one. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
In 1945, Jack Widden started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now over 75 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Widden because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Widden Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. It's what Jack Widden wanted, and it's been the Widden way of doing business for over 75 years. Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Widden Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or widdenglass.com. Thank you for joining me, my friend. It is always our pleasure to be able to be a part of what you're doing and bring you a little closer to the people who are doing all kinds of things around this town and around the region. Certainly at this time of year, as we sort of transition then out of the what was, I suppose, arguably a kind of like springtime, sort of. I mean, it was here and then it left and then did a 180, decided to come back for a few more days of rather pleasant weather. Hey, man, I'm not complaining. I just, you know, like, I think we all kind of feel like, oh, please don't go. Come back. We'll see what happens. But predictably, we're heading into that time of year with even more lightning storms and thunderous lightning storms and, massive rain and possibly some hail. I mean, it has happened, okay? Tallahassee is this place where pretty much anything you could imagine in weather terms can happen. I say almost. Maybe I don't know. Maybe there isn't anything outside of the realm of possibility for us. Tornadoes, yeah. Hailstorms, yes. Snow, yeah, well, okay, not much in the way of accumulation there, but certainly freezing temperatures. Golly, man, I just had to replace a bunch of the shrubbery in our yard because of this sustained freezing, sub-freezing temperatures, right? Back at the Christmas time, I don't know, was it like 18 degrees, 19 degrees for days, several days? Just before, I guess it was Christmas week, yeah. All right, so fine. Oh, and let's not forget that on the other end of that thermometer, yeah, here comes 100 and plus degrees, 98% humidity. Oh, boy. Okay, so what are you going to do about that? Well, you're going to take some time and think through with the rest of us what you need to do to be better prepared. So, have you had your AC checked lately? Okay, if it's been less than 3 years, yeah, you're due. An annual inspection can save you a lot of trouble, especially if you have people in the house who maybe have some, I don't know, respiratory issues, right? I mean, comfort is certainly an important thing, but health issues related to extreme temperatures, yeah, They're right there in front of you. So do that. To talk with us about it, we're going to repeat a broadcast we had some years ago when our dear Fire Chief Jerome Gaines was still with us. He's retired now as of the month of May, but no less, he is a able spokesperson along with Kevin Peters, who heads up emergency management over there for the county. A couple of very, very able public servants, spokespeoples who bring us good news about things we can do, important information. And we echo that by bringing you this Tallahassee Prepared campaign, which we started so many years ago, really as an inspired part of coming away, I guess, coming back from Hurricane Irma. And then again, learning more about the necessity of preparedness throughout the year, courtesy of our then wonderful Fire Chief Jerome Gaines. Kevin Peters bringing to us a wealth of information. So we've taken all of that that we've learned and continue to learn, and we bring that to you in this form of a visitor's guide to the severe weather that is Tallahassee, a severe weather guide that you can download and keep for your very own, you know, kind of a neat little PDF there. The severe weather guide is designed to keep you and I better equipped with the basic information I need, help you and I find the professional assistance that we might need in the event of, well, like I said, getting your AC checked. How about roof inspections or tree limbs that need to be removed or drainage issues? Yeah, right. All of that comes together. The gutters on your house or at your business. Lightning strikes. That's one of the things that we'll talk about with Kevin Peters and Fire Chief Gaines. Back then, we were talking about putting smoke detectors in your attic. Yeah, because lightning, well, Tallahassee has this reputation for being sort of the lightning capital of the South. Wow. Anyway, well, when you do this, you go to TallahasseePrepared.com, check it out, and it's our pleasure to be able to bring it to you, courtesy of the very fine businesses in this town who believe, as you and I do, that it's better to be prepared for severe weather than to slap yourself and say, man, I should have had my plan together. You know, I should have been prepared to respond more quickly. I should have sought out professional advice and services. Well, see, that's what they do. They come to you, Wooden Glass, Tony Kelly Heating and Air, Sellers there on Capitol Circle. They've all agreed that, along with us, if you are going to be prepared, you better take the opportunity now to do so. All right, so I'm kind of preaching on at you there. Sorry about that. But, you know, I mean, we care about you. I want you to make sure that things are in order. Here's some other information that might be of importance to you in regard to personal health and safety and such. This is Leon County reminding you that Press the Chest is a hands-on community CPR training event. Right. And it so happens that it's going on today, right? And it's over there at the, where is this? At the Tuck, Donald Tucker Civic Center. Starts at 10 o'clock this morning, goes till noon. So if you hadn't thought about doing that, I would get over there. You still have time. 10 to noon, Donald Tucker Civic Center there. You know where that is. And this is all about using science-based guidelines established by the American Heart Association. You're going to learn the life-saving skills of adult hands-on CPR for kids as well, and you know, what you do in that situation. If you have an automated external defibrillator, well, you're going to learn how to use that thing. County Emergency Medical Services will be on hand, and they're going to begin checking everybody in about 9 o'clock. So, you still have time if you're hearing this on our wonderful radio station to the east of us. No, west of us. Yeah, here on the west side. 93.3 Real Talk with Greg Tisch and Matty Rowe and John Jopling. You guys are the best. So we're on over there at 7 o'clock. And, of course, we're on our own station, Moose Magnificat. Somebody asked me what Magnificat means. Well, I'm going to leave that to you. There is a specific definition. You should actually Google that question. No, there's all kinds of references to it. But in the basic notion there, it is the idea that we are celebrating a song of praise. Welcome back, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. More information for you here, this by way of City of Tallahassee. A fifth class of graduates has completed the city's Farm TLH Urban Farming Program, our Urban Farming and Entrepreneurship Training Program. How cool is that? This 2023 City Farm TLH Urban Farming Entrepreneurship, they got to come up with a smaller name than that. Come on. 21 more participants have achieved this status, having graduated from the program. The City Farm TLH project is an innovative approach to address food insecurity while fostering neighborhood revitalization. Gee, what a concept. And doing so in a way that incorporates sustainability, resiliency, and economic empowerment. Sounds good. Through public and private partnerships, the city has graduated nearly 80 residents from this training program, with many going on to further their urban farming education through apprenticeships. Wow, pretty cool. All right, well, so that's good news. You can find out more about this program, City Farm TLH. Simple enough, talgov.com/cityfarmTLH. You can get all kinds of good information. It's one of several projects the city is working on collaboratively with the residents of the Greater Bond community and the Greater Bond Neighborhood First Plan. You can learn more about that if you go to neighborhoods, email neighborhoods@talgov.com. Got that? All right, so that's good news for those who care more about sustainability and, you know, getting rid of food deserts and trying to provide a productive solution to food scarcity for our community. Let's see. I already told you about Press the Chest. Okay, that's going on. And in regard to our aforementioned prepared campaign, may I also remind you that June 6th, coming up this week, you're going to have an opportunity to participate. That'll be this coming Tuesday. Participate in basically a workshop preparing for 2023 hurricane season. The prep workshops coming to a location hopefully near you. This one on the 6th is at Envision Credit Union downtown there on North Monroe. And what's going to happen there? Well, this will help you gain access to timely and accurate information during an emergency. City utility customers are encouraged to check and update, if needed, the contact information associated with their utility account. So they're really trying to be comprehensive in the way they approach this whole thing. These sessions that they have scheduled, this is the City of Tallahassee, are to be held in person 6 to 8 p.m. And I say mentioned here June 6th, coming up this Tuesday at Envision, so 6 to 8 p.m. The following week, June 13, at the Jake Gaither Community Center, there at Bragg Drive, and on June 19th, St. Peter's Anglican Church out there on Thomasville Road. trying to spread the love around the town. So you got three of these sessions that are scheduled, again, 6 to 8 p.m. All of that having to do with making sure that you and I have thought through what needs to happen in the face of any kind of emergency. Now, probably nothing more severe than a hurricane, because we don't have earthquakes, okay, pretty much, that I'm aware of. We don't have a significant river running through our area. I mean, to the west and east of us, yes. Sometimes the Ocklockney decides to get out of hand. So flooding, yes, can be an issue. Local neighborhoods can suffer with flooding. This is absolutely true. Regardless of these possible circumstances, when it comes to a hurricane, man, it's all hands on deck. Now, the city has done its part too, or also, in providing us a mobile app. You need to know about this. It's called Digitally. It can be a very useful tool, even on a day-to-day basis, if you're reporting a power outage or a downed tree in your neighborhood, any other storm-related issues. It's free, and it, of course, works with either Apple or Android. You can go to talgov.com/digitally, just like it sounds, D-I-G-I, Tally, and that will get you in touch with this marvelous little tool. I've had it on my phone for, golly, I think when they first came out, and we were fortunate enough to learn, because the city was being proactive in those days about it. So that is part of the effort here. We want you to make sure to think through all that happens with regard to having a communication plan, right? Does your family better understand what should happen, what they need to do, should an emergency arise? You need to have a designated, agreed-upon meeting place. You need to have a safe room in your home that is identified, like a basement or maybe a storm cellar, or at least an interior room on the lowest floor, one that has no windows, you know, maybe like a closet or a bathroom, something of that kind. You can get more ideas for that kind of safe space with this particular web address. If you go to ready.gov/make-a-plan. I know that's convoluted. ready.gov/make-a-plan. You got to put the dashes in there. Okay. You should practice the plan. Conduct a family severe thunderstorm drill. Now, again, hurricane season being what it is, but regardless, when it comes to Tallahassee, this is a year-round thing. And that's why the Tallahassee Prepared Campaign was created, because you want to stay prepared for severe weather. Our motto is, staying prepared is not a season. It's an attitude. And it's this idea that whenever, on any given week, on any given day, a storm hits, or if the temperatures are severe, or if a tree falls on your house, lightning hits the roof. I mean, what are you going to do? Well, practice that severe situation by having a drill that everybody in your family knows. And you practice it, you know, maybe once every 6 months or something, 3 months, depending on. And with me, you'd have to remind me of this more frequently. So, you know, like maybe every week. Get me up at 2 a.m. Hey, you know, we're doing our family drill. Come on, let's go. Right. Well, apart from my my comments there regarding the my inability to comply, I mean, I admit that, this is a good idea. So you want to make sure that you are practicing your family drill regularly so that everyone knows what to do in the event of damaging wind or flooding or whatever may happen. make sure that all members of your family know to go there when severe thunderstorm warnings are issued. And don't forget, pets have to have their provisions as well. And you need to allow time to get your pets situated and ready to go. Just a few helpful hints coming to you by way of Tallahassee Prepared. You'll find them online at TallahasseePrepared.com. Stay with me, folks. We've got more Tallahassee Talks right after this.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic. You know, something clever. But that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, June 1st marks the beginning of hurricane season for 2018, all the way through the end of November. And we have done our very best. We can always do more. No doubt about that, but our mission here is to help you and I be prepared for that whole period of time when hurricanes are more likely, yes, and to extend that even further to say we need to be prepared for severe weather all year long. And so we've brought back to the mic our very good friends, Kevin Peters. He is the I think he's like in charge of everything over there in the county. They finally just kind of threw up their hands and said, well, just let Kevin run it. It's a lot easier. And he's the head of emergency management for Leon County. And in his dress whites, looking like a rock star, Chief Jerome Gaines, who has been taking care of the good men and women at Tallahassee Fire Department and doing his best to take care of us. How are you, Chief?
I'm good. I'm good.
Kevin, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having us this morning.
It's a pleasure, and always a pleasure. And you guys have been consistently trying to keep us all better prepared, but I think you've also done a better job, if I may say so, at communicating that. You know, it's one thing to say, well, we've got all our plans in place, but then here comes the county and the city to say, we need to do a more effective, more efficient, more pointed job of getting through Brian's, you know, fleshy tablets over here. Get me to think through the issue. And that can be something as simple as a smoke alarm, right, Chief?
Right, yeah.
So when we talk about fire, let's get started there, because this is the world that you are, a big part of your world that you're dealing with. Here we have Tallahassee in the summertime, lightning capital of the South. A lightning strike on a house can, in many cases will, start a fire.
Correct.
And if I'm asleep in my bed and I don't have smoke alarms in the attic, that thing could be cooking for a while before I even know it's happened.
True. That's true.
When you look at that level of awareness, that kind of preparedness, what do you guys do to try to get us to think past the more obvious stuff?
Well, I mean, it's the same as we do with emergency management, talk about hurricane season and so forth. It's just telling people, trying to educate people on thinking outside the norm. I mean, who would think that, why would I need a smoke detector in the attic? Well, okay, if you have a lightning strike, the fire can burn for a long time before you see that it's on fire. And by then, it could be too late. So it's through education, 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 and communication. Just talking to people and reminding people that you always have to be prepared. And there are things you can do that are really inexpensive to make sure you're safe. Smoke detectors, very inexpensive.
And if I'm not mistaken, smoke and heat tend to rise.
Correct.
So if it's in the attic, it's not necessarily coming down into my bedroom right away.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So by then, I mean, you know, structurally, the house is damaged. Yeah. And it could be a situation where you have, you know, you start to have this material fall down on you and you become trapped. And then, you know, the fire
just doesn't get better. Right. No, it doesn't get better. In fact, when I was a kid, we experienced that. Thankfully, we didn't lose the house. Mm-hmm. My dad was the hero of the evening, grabbed a garden hose. And by the time the firefighters got there, the one guy looked at my dad and said, if you hadn't gotten it exactly when you did, it was getting into the roof of the house, it would have been gone. Right. And that's the other thing that people don't realize is if it's that, if it has gotten that far, man, the firefighters are there to get you out and to keep other houses from being damaged. But that house may be beyond.
Right.
I mean, it can very quickly accelerate. So, Kevin, you're not out there putting out fires. You're out there trying to light a candle the rest of us so we can think, wait a minute, how do I stay prepared even when it's something as subtle as a power outage and I've got somebody at the house who may be on a respirator or, you know, some kind of a medical support device, right?
Yeah.
And I don't have a backup generator at my house, right? So what are you doing to try to get me to think through those issues?
Right. And Brian, as you know, disasters tend to know no season in the state of Florida.
They don't take a holiday.
No, you know, we can have the spring severe weather or not so much here in the Tallahassee area, but in the state, the spring, we also have wildfires. We get into the rainy season of the late spring, early summer, and then where we're at now, hurricane season, and it goes all year long. So the key is having that family plan, you know, thinking about these different hazards that can happen, whether it's a natural hazard or like we talked with Chief Gaines, that something happens inside the house, a fire. Think about the things that could happen in your home. Develop that plan so as these things happen, you know, if we're watching the weather and we see there may be a storm coming, you start going through that family checklist of, okay, now it's time. Here are the things we need to consider. Along with that plan, having that disaster supply kit, all the things you will need to make sure that everybody in the family stays comfortable, whether it's, you know, the mom and dad or the elderly family members that may live with you and have some care issues, or down to the children and even your pets. You want to make sure you consider everybody.
That's another important point, too. Yeah. Wait a minute. What happened to Jack the Beagle? You know, oh, my goodness. Yeah. He's back in the garage. Yep. Did anybody remember to grab Jack?
Right.
If in fact I'm paying attention, it seems to me the county is doing a good job with these buckets, for example. You talk about an emergency prepared kit.
Yeah.
The buckets are a big part of that.
Right. And that's something we started back in 2015. It wasn't a precursor to hurricane season that year. We did it in September as part of National Preparedness Month.
Yeah.
We did our first bucket event.
Right.
That year, we only gave out about 100 buckets or so. And I think we had a few left over. We were able to distribute some to some of our local area nonprofits that serve some of our vulnerable populations. But the following year, 2016, before Hermine, we amped it up, and I think we offered 300 buckets it was, and a little more promotion, and we had pretty good turnout.
Good.
We gave away all the buckets through just this last Saturday, June 2nd, at the North Florida Fairgrounds, the biggest event we've had yet, over 800 buckets, 800 buckets given away, probably nearly 2,000 people in total came through the doors, you know, as families, and to start their quest on preparedness.
That's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you drive up and the event starts at 9 and it's 6:30, you got people lined up the street, people paying attention.
And because you have been consistent at trying to get this out in front of us, you start to build that momentum, the reputation for, hey, that's something we need to put on our calendar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Tallahassee Prepared promotion that we started years ago, we started very humbly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a couple of sponsors and do whatever we could with that. And it has grown remarkably to where we've got tens of thousands of dollars committed just to advertise the idea. Think through that emergency plan. You know, here's the website, TallahasseePrepared.com.
Right.
Great resource because it directs them back to you and all of the other emergency agencies, Red Cross, all of them, even City.
Yeah.
So looking at it from the perspective you have, you've come to this community, you kind of look around and go, hey, well, what are we doing about that? And what are we doing about this? It's been several years. What, four years now. Are you happy? Have we made some progress? Where are we on that scale, in your head?
And taking nothing away from where I came from, but I can be honestly, I can say this, is that there, you know, you had those types of disasters and emergencies, obviously, ice storms, tornadoes, snowstorms, floods.
Yeah.
And not that we weren't prepared or they weren't prepared, comparing it to how things are done here, it wasn't. There, it was incident specific. They geared up for the incident. Kevin and working with Kevin in this community, it's 365 days a year preparation. It's constantly to put that, keep pushing that message that people have to be prepared. And there's the big difference.
Yeah.
From what I see in when I was in Indiana versus coming here.
Right. Talking with Chief Jerome Gaines here, Kevin Peters with Leon County Emergency Management. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks Radio.
And I'm Coach Sue Semrau.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help during this critical time of year. And the businesses sponsoring the Tallahassee Food Challenge want to remind each of us to take the challenge by making an additional contribution and donating food.
As the school year comes to an end, many children no longer have access to school-based food support programs. As a result, supplies run low, while the needs for assistance is even higher. Join us in giving generously during this critical time of need. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families across our community.
Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com to learn how you can help and where you can donate. Your donation will go directly to these charities that do so much to help the needs of so many.
Take the challenge. Fill a bowl.
Feed the hungry. Do it now. Go to TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. Widen Glass has been taking care of families since 1945.
Experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass, and they provide precise installation.
Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass. Online at widenglass.com. Call 850-222-5781.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Chief Jerome Gaines, Kevin Peters, being prepared, staying prepared. It ain't a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing. And it's about us trying to imagine what we haven't yet thought about. That's where I think the county can help us, because I know you've got in place some technological things. You've got an app that we can put on our phone. Tell us a little bit about that side.
Yeah, so Leon County, we following Hermine and going into Irma, we updated our Citizens Connect app. It's an app that had been in place prior to storms, but it was more service reports, you know, a pothole on a county road or a sign leaning over, maybe a low limb. You could report it through that and get activity from our county public works to go out and take care of the issue.
Gotcha.
Following Hermine, we realized we could do more with that and add the emergency functionality to it. So now download the app. It's available on the Google Play and Apple's App Store.
Yeah.
It's still a two-way communication. You can still make the reports, let us know what's going on out there. But when you sign up, it'll do push notifications for key events, whether it's severe weather alerts or if we've opened a sandbag site before a disaster or let you know that shelters are open.
Right.
Any real key information that the community need to know, we can do a push on it. When you're inside the app, again, you can make those reports if a tree has fallen on a road or something like that. And it also links you into our emergency information portal, our website we've had for a number of years, where all of our critical emergency information gets posted during a disaster.
That's an interesting question in terms of response times, mm-hmm. right? That's always another critical part of this whole thing. I'm sure, Chief, that this is one of the issues that just kind of keeps you up at night thinking about how do we, if we're talking about improving our game, what do you guys do to work that side of it?
Well, I mean, the city has something similar to the county through Digitally, similar app where you can report different emergencies and get information.
Yeah.
You know, as far as what we're doing, we're bringing, I mean, obviously technologies in the fire service. We have provided mobile laptops to our units as they respond so they can, you know, they can enter when they're going en route, so forth,
Very cool.
return to service.
Right.
Provides them information, updated information on the call as they're receiving that additional information from the caller. We're now looking at, or we're going to provide tablets for our officers as well when they respond to medical calls so they can get that information in real time and so forth and be able to enter it into the system. And we do the same thing with our people in prevention when they go out to do building inspections. They do it all through tablet now. So technology is, you know, it's constantly revolving and improving, and we will continue to adopt it.
I remember you telling me here the last time we talked, I think it was, we were talking about, you know, if you could have anything you wanted, what would you add on to? And technology was a big item. The other was a facility, build another fire station.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're always looking and asking for that because, the county's growing. And, you know, we cover 702 square miles. We have 16 stations.
702
square miles.
And two square miles.
That's a lot
That's
of
a
territory.
Big footprint.
Right. So we recognize through... we've had a GIS study done, which we knew anyway, but it confirmed what we already knew, that we do need to add additional stations.
So
we're going to continue to push
for
that.
So we're stretched is what you're trying to say.
We're going to continue to push for that.
Well, apparently we're not going to stop growing. So,
but you know what drives that? You know, people, it's just like with anything, you know, people don't like to pay for something if they don't use it.
Yeah.
And as I tell people all the time, you know, you pay for health insurance, car insurance, life insurance, all those insurance policies, and for that peace of mind. And it's the same with the fire
When season. You say, well, we're always pushing for that, what does that look like? I mean, like, are you picking up the phone and saying, okay, where's my money? Where do I?
No, I mean, you know, the way we're funded.
Well, I would.
So, well, but
approach.
The way we're funded, it's just a matter of having conversations with the powers to be to say, look, here's the data that shows that, you know, we're responding to 702 square miles.
Right.
Here's our response times. Here's what the national averages should be.
Read the numbers.
Right. And the reality of it is that that's not enough. And because here's the thing, you can't put a price on a human life. Would we agree?
I certainly agree.
And that old saying, seconds count, that's
right.
True.
Especially when it's my life.
Right. And I get it. I'm a taxpayer. And people don't realize that, but I'm a taxpayer as well. But what I do realize is this, that everybody has to pay the appropriate share to make sure that when I need that assistance, it's there for me.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Nobody likes to pay for it, but it's one of those things that it's nice to have that peace of mind.
If I am a homeowner and I'm listening to you this morning, give me the five things I need to think about as I go through this hurricane season.
Five things. Do you
or
have a?
Three,
yeah.
Three.
Well, I think I might have five
or
for
four.
You. Yeah. I'll try for five. I'll try
for
five.
We're going for the bonus round.
All right.
Here.
So again, you know, preparedness. Do you have your family's plan? Do you have your disaster survival kit?
Yeah.
Finances. Have you talked to your insurance agent to make sure your coverage is good, is sufficient? Should you run into it? Do you have enough coverage? Do you have the right coverage?
Right.
If you live in a flood zone, you know, you want to make sure you've got flood insurance. And as we saw in Houston, a lot of places that were not in flood zones flooded. Anywhere it rains, it can flood, particularly in these tropical events.
Yeah.
Look into flood insurance.
That's two.
Yeah, that's two. So,
what do you say, Chief? You got any for us?
Preparedness, insurance. Make sure, as he said, not just being prepared, but do you have a plan?
Yeah.
Can you provide for, because a lot of times the people that work in the EOC are obviously city and county employees, and we have families, so we have to provide for their safety when we can go, and that way we can focus on the task that needs to be done at hand.
Yeah.
So you got to have, beyond prepared, have a plan, a backup plan.
There's your plan, and then there's, if that plan fails, what's my next plan?
Yeah. It's one thing to have a bucket and so forth and be prepared to say for 72 hours we need to be self-sufficient. But the other thing is to know your neighbors, to communicate with your neighbors and realize that there are people in that neighborhood that have specific needs and be able to work together.
Right. maybe walk around the house and check out tree limbs.
Right.
Do I have fire alarms in the attic? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
That, smoke detector. Protect your home. Right. All those things you mentioned. You know, go through the interior. You know, smoke detectors. No weather
fire
radio.
Fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher.
In the house,
right. Yeah. And then do the 360 on the outside. You know, is there any loose debris in the yard that could get whipped up by the winds and blown at it? And check for diseased or dying trees that may need to be either cut back or cut down.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, that's pretty good on short notice. Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is very helpful, and we're glad that you're doing well, and glad that you, even though you don't like shepherd's pie, that was the thing I was going to add, too, by the way. The chief does not like, so on that list of being prepared, be nice to the chief. Just write that in there, because you want TFD to show up if you call.
They'll show up. Just because I don't like shepherd's pie, they'll still show up.
Well, I'm just saying. It always helps to be friendly with your firefighters. You know, don't be mean to these people, because, you know what? They may be dragging your butt the next time you look around. Folks, I love these guys. I hope you know that the whole community is blessed to have them. And we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Yeah.
You carry on and keep us prepared, will you?
We'll do.
All right. Just do the job.
It's always a pleasure coming to talk to
you. Oh, yeah,
Brian.
Of course it is.
You're so easy
to
talk to.
Here we go. Finally.
There you go. There it is.
So, gentlemen, thank you both for being here. Thanks for making this portion of the show as informative and encouraging and directive as it is. Anytime you're here with us, we appreciate it. Folks, that's what I've got for you in this portion of today's show. Second hour is coming up. Right after this break. You stay with me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merrymaids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. Well, that's why we rely on Merrymaids right here at our studios, because, you know, I do need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merrymaids can make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even a free consultation. Merrymaids can customize cleanings to fit most budgets and fit your busy schedule with cleanings on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or an on-call basis. Merrymaids will deep clean your home on that first visit, something that you've probably been wanting to do, but you don't have to. Call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's clean. Right here in Tallahassee, call 386-2205. Or find them online at merrymaids.com. That's 386-2205.
Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Welcome back to the second hour, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. My pleasure to have you aboard, my friend, on this magical mystery tour. We call it Tallahassee Talks because, you know, people come here and talk about stuff that's really important, not just to them, but for me and you too, people that care about the things that they're committed to. And we kind of do a little bit of, you know, I don't know if you'd call it vetting, but we certainly find interesting conversations
with people who themselves are committed to our welfare or committed to the welfare of some aspect of our community. The word welfare has all kinds of meanings for me, because that could be, you know, a festival or, you know, a concert. It could be a campaign to raise awareness for, you know, some particular need in our community, like we do with, you know, Tallahassee Food Challenge and the Tallahassee Prepared Campaign, our Christmas Connection campaign every, you know, part of the Christmas season, when we take it upon ourselves to say, hey, you know what? There's some things to be considered and celebrated and recognized that are good for us. So, yeah, so general welfare. And that's kind of where we are here in today's broadcast. We've talked at length about the initiation of this year's Tallahassee Prepared campaign. And it is a year-long effort. We put a lot of effort in the front end of it to begin June and July, August, with more advertising that is paid for by our beautiful sponsors, who say, you know what, we care too as well for the welfare of our community and for the welfare of others. You know, so they put their ad dollars to work. I mean, it tells you a lot about the character of the people who run these businesses. Wooden Glass Sellers up there on Capitol Circle. Some of you know it as Sellers Tile. Well, they changed their name some time ago because they do more than tile, but they're still Sellers Tile to me. They do all kinds of stuff. Flooring. And a great company now in its second generation, Tony Kelly, he and heir, Chris Windham and his team. They are a great group of folks. And, you know, I can say from personal experience, I've had a few people over the years working on an heating and air conditioning system at my home or even at the studios here. And, you know, sadly enough, discovered that the person holding themselves out as capable turned out to not be that entirely. And so, you know, you get disappointed. I mean, no big shock there. We all go through that with different things. But when it comes to the folks who bring you Tallahassee Prepared, we've done some of that exploration. We already looked, you know, behind the scenes to find out, is this a company that we are proud to represent and recommend to you? Well, Tony Kelly, heating and air conditioning, come on. No, I mean, and if you don't know the man personally, Tony Kelly and his reputation precedes what is now this second generation with Chris Windham and his crew. I mean, they carry on in that manner that that Tony Kelly established decades ago. So it's a great company, and we recommend them to you. In this hour remaining, we have an opportunity to remember a dear friend to this community, somebody who found her way into our hearts in great detail with so many of her songs that she brought to us. And, of course, I'm speaking of Catherine Bell Long, who is now sadly departed from among us. We are the lesser, for sure. But it couldn't have been possible for us to imagine somebody to replace this person, somebody who cared so much about this town and who wrote about Tallahassee with this signature song that some have recommended we make our official theme song for Tallahassee, right? She was born here, raised here, taught school for many years at Swift Creek Middle School as their performing arts teacher, and notably among all of the local music groups and soloists and musicians, she was she was something special for all of us, and all of her music with Mickey Abraham and Bell and the Band, they're all on Moose. If you go to moosemagnificat.com and listen to that streaming radio station, likely you're going to hear some of her music. We're going to do that for you here today. We thought this would be a moment when we could offer a bit of a tribute to this fine person, and a person who has contributed so well over the years to our welfare. Once again, talking about what is in our best interest, Catherine had that in mind always, always, always. In all of her performances, in all of her work with students, that's how she lived. And that's how she's going to be remembered. There's no question about it. So we're going to take a few minutes here in the rest of this moment. And then after the break, we'll continue with more of her music. Certainly not enough time to give her all of the opportunity with all of the many songs that she brought us over the years. But these are some of my favorites, and I think you're going to enjoy them as well. In fact, this first song, One Night Ago, is definitely one of the most popular and certainly one of my faves. Let's take a listen. Catherine Bell Long.
One night ago, I thought that you'd be mine forever as you touched my heart and kissed my soul. I held your hand as we fought against the sunrise, and then it came, and so it goes. One night ago, one night ago, one night ago. As the nights went on, that darkness came to settle on our love. What did we know? Came the storm and the whiskey and the tears, and then you said, I gotta go. One night ago, one night ago, one night ago. And then it came, and so it goes. As the nights went on, that darkness came to settle on our love. What did we know? One night ago, one night ago, one night ago, one night ago.
In 1945, Jack Whidden started a glass company in Tallahassee. Now over 75 years and three generations later, it's still working every day, doing just as Jack wanted, giving his customers real solutions for replacing window glass, providing custom-cut mirrors, and supplying superior bath and shower enclosures. Local building contractors know Whidden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. They prefer Whidden because of their precision and mastery of eye-catching storefront glass and countertop glass. It's a fact. When you choose Whidden Glass, you're working with real glass people who will take care of you to your complete satisfaction.
It's what Jack Whidden wanted, and it's been the Whidden way of doing business for over 75 years. Whidden Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945. Call Whidden Glass today or visit them online, 850-222-5781 or whiddenglass.com.
Maybe we could all come in. All come in, baby, all come in. Hop off your couch, have a seat on the floor, and maybe we could all come in. All come in, baby, all come in. Maybe we could all come in. All come in, baby, all come in. Maybe we could all come in. Our plates are full and there's enough to share, so maybe we could all come in. If we take these seeds and plant them everywhere, then maybe one another, so maybe we could all come in. Every breath we take is sisters and brothers, so maybe we could all come in. All come in, baby, all come in. Maybe we could all come in. All come in, baby, all come in. Maybe we could all come in. Maybe we could all come in. Thank you. feet shall fall on these hills of clay and bone. I'll forever call my home Tallahassee.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning, learning about Lee's Place and what Lee's Place does and is and has contributed to for its history. And we have the very capable Brenda Rabelais and Karen Lockhart. Both of these folks contribute sizably to the welfare of those who come to Lee's Place for help, come for encouragement, come for all kinds of things. But let's let them tell us what it is they do. How about we start with Brenda over here?
Hello.
Hello. You look marvelous.
Well, thank you, thank you.
And that's a prerequisite. You have to look good when you come in here.
Okay? Oh, I thought I could wear my flippy flops.
No, that's me.
Okay.
So how long have you been with Lee's Place?
Well, I started Lee's Place in 2001, actually.
Mm-hmm. You are the founder.
I am.
Well, no wonder I recognized your name.
Yes, I've been there 14 years.
Wow.
So has Karen.
Wow.
Actually,
yes.
We've both been there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I've hit the mother load here.
There you go.
I've got like the real...
Beth
Tedio knows nothing.
No.
She's only been there a mere three or four years.
Yeah. I know.
Beth knows a lot of things. Mostly she knows not to listen to me. That's the key. So this was your vision for helping families faced with bereavement. Is that a fair...
Well, it's broader than that.
It is
grief and loss, and we define loss very broadly. So people come to us who are going through a divorce, who have lost a limb, who've lost a physical disability, a physical ability, people who've been victims of crime. And we actually very recently added on trauma to the end of our byline, where Lee's Place Grief and Loss and Trauma Counseling Center, because we've always done grief and loss, but people assume we just see people who've had a death in the family, but it's much broader than that. And we changed it or added trauma because probably 80% of our clients are trauma based. They've been through some kind of trauma,
and this grew out of your own personal experience too, didn't it?
Right. It's named for my son Lee, who died in 1996 of bone cancer. And I was already a therapist. I had just gotten my PhD. And I knew I could do this work, and I knew that I had something that I could contribute to the community because I had been through this, and I was already a therapist, so this is what I did.
And doing so, walking through that for yourself, here you had all of the background, the training, the experience. You were in practice, right? Doing this for others, and now you're in the... receiving side of that experience, huh?
Right.
Did it change for you then the way in which you conceived of
absolutely
therapy? Yeah.
Absolutely. Or how I dealt with the kind of therapy, if you will, where there's nothing to fix. You know, there's a death.
Yes.
There's no problem to solve.
Yes.
Right. There's no behavior to change. It's just a deep loss, and I don't think we as therapists are often trained real well to deal with just plain loss.
Yes.
So I knew that this was something I wanted to do.
Remarkable. And then we have Karen over here,
yes,
who you said you've been a part of this too from the beginning.
I have since 01. I focused almost exclusively on working with children initially, and have expanded as the years have passed, and worked with now working with young adults and even some older adults, but primarily children, teens, and young adults are my population. And I wanted to add another one of the other areas of loss that is dear to my heart, and those are children who are in foster care or who are in some type of alternative living situation because of their parents are not able or willing to take care of them. And so they also have one of those losses where they don't need to fix or change anything, but they need to be able to process and understand and have someone to help them and support them while they are in an alternative living situation, not of their choosing.
Interesting. I've heard that said. In fact, I guess I've read that too, that there are two classes of trauma. Is that fair?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out together,
yes,
shall we?
Yes, yes.
That those things that happen to us are of one class of trauma, one type, and then those things that just didn't happen that constitute than neglect, right? So when you have a parental dysfunction, right? You got parents divorced or they've abandoned the child or whatever. There's a lack of provision.
Correct.
So there's that traumatic part for that individual that you're there to try to help them do what? How do you work with kids?
Well, I think probably one of the most important things is to help them know that this was not their fault, that this was not their shortcoming, this was not something that they could have changed, that they do not, you know, that sense of responsibility. Children and teens are so egocentric that it is their first place is to think, what did I do? Why wasn't I, you know, why weren't my grades better? Why didn't I keep my room clean, et cetera? But a lot of young folks and children and teens who are in alternative care are there because of parents with substance abuse issues or mental health issues. So you have that component of being in alternative care, but then you also may have had years of living with a parent who suffered for whatever reason themselves and therefore were unable or unwilling to take care of them.
Does that happen too? You're working with the primary client, we'll say, this teenager, huh? Then does that often open up, or does it ever open up where you have opportunity to work with their family members, their parents or such, or
not their, the way it works? Not typically their birth families or their original families. But there's what I sometimes call the second family, which might be a foster family or it might be a grandparent or an aunt, you know. But the adults who have care of that child at the time.
And Lee's Place will often see the parent figure for that child. I do the adults, and I tend to do the parents, and she does the kids.
And the work that you do, I guess the protocol is always individual, or do you do the group therapy, couples, family kind of therapy as well?
Yeah, we do.
So
do it
whatever
all.
Works, huh?
Whatever works. Yeah. Sometimes it's siblings together.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's parent and siblings.
And we actually are currently providing a support group for families, or for folks rather, who have had a loved one complete suicide. And so we are currently in the middle of a suicide loss support group at Lee's Place.
I have a close friend and a client actually whose son committed suicide here about 2 months ago. Happens a lot, doesn't it? And what we forget, of course, because we are who we are, that is not over at all for that family, or certainly not for my friend. That is something that he will walk out arguably the rest of his life. Is that, you mentioned the self-blame, you know, what did I do wrong? Does that happen too, you think, in any bereavement situation, any loss situation? Oh, if I had only been there.
Well, with suicide, yes. Big time. Yes, absolutely.
In your own experience, you lost Lee. Did you come away with that sort of thinking, maybe there was something I should have done to prevent the illness or to save him somehow? Or
well, you know, as a parent, there's always, when a child is ill or dies, there is any time a child dies, no matter how they die, it is, what else could I have done? What didn't I see? Where else could I have taken him? What else, what other treatment should we have done? But I did know enough to know that we were doing everything. And really, when I look back, we did too much. We did too much.
I want to hear more about that. Folks, we're talking here with Brenda Rabelais. She is the founder of Lee's Place, along with her good colleague and friend, Karen Lockhart. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merrymaids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. Well, that's why we rely on Merrymaids right here at our studios, because, you know, I do need a little shine from time to time. And my friends at Merrymaids can make it happen with guaranteed satisfaction, screened and trained employees, bonded and insured performance, even a free consultation. Merrymaids can customize cleanings to fit most budgets and fit your busy schedule with cleanings on a weekly, biweekly, monthly, or an on-call basis. Merrymaids will deep clean your home on that first visit, something that you've probably been wanting to do, but you don't have to. Call Merrymaids. Relax, and it's clean. Right here in Tallahassee, call 386-2205 or find them online at merrymaids.com. That's 386-2205.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're here with Brenda Rabelais, Karen Lockhart, talking about Lee's Place. By the way, leesplace.org is the website. The org should tell you something. For those of you who are playing at home, pay attention now. Org means nonprofit most often. So this is a nonprofit organization that relies not only on your good-natured donations, and you should be giving lots and lots of money to these folks, but they do fundraisers, and they've got something coming up in October. What's that? What are you doing in October?
We have a storytelling event we call Dovetails. Mm. It will be at the American Legion Hall on October 24th.
Yes.
And we have some wonderful speakers who are going to be telling 5 to 10 minute stories. Last year we did this. They were wonderful. We had such an outpouring of, we got to do this again. Cool. So we have speakers like R.J. Gillum and Ben Green and Barbara Hamby and Mark Henson and Leo Lovell and Patty Mitchell and P.J. and Bill Gwynn. Those are our speakers.
How
yay,
cool.
I got them all in.
How
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
so
they're
these
wonderful.
Folks come and tell us stories. And
and
what
we
else
sit
we
in
do?
The audience yes. and listen and have a good time. And there's some food and drink. And
yes.
then Lee's Place makes some money. And so we can see more
What's
people.
Wrong with that?
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. Well, mark your calendars now. October 24th. That's a Friday night. And Beth, did we leave anything out there? No, we got that squared. Okay. So if you've just joined us, we're learning about Lee's Place, and it started with a mom, really, somebody who lost her son to bone cancer and who happened to be a therapist helping everybody else at the time and found herself in need of help. And as such, wanted to figure out, is there a way that I can take my own personal life experience and translate that into an ongoing effort, let's say at an organizational level. And she's done so. And she's done so rather nicely for lots and lots of people for many years in this community who have benefited and are benefiting now, and then have expanded their vision, their reach into the lives of people dealing with the loss of limbs, the loss of a stable home life. They're dealing with dysfunctional relationships, whatever and however this organization can help. That's what they do.
Right.
They do so in a very
I would say, decided way. These folks are the pros. They are professional therapists who work individually. They work in couples. They work in groups. What's the hardest part of your job?
Raising money. Okay. I tell you, I love,
I
and Karen does too. You did. We are therapists. We're trained. We're licensed. All of the therapists mm-hmm. at Lee's Place are licensed. And doing therapy is the meaningful part of what we do. The other stuff,
yeah.
you know, is harder for
the administrative,
certainly for me.
Yeah,
right, the administration
the
stuff.
Where are you located, by the way?
We're on Lake Ella Drive, 216 Lake Ella Drive, in this beautiful red brick home. And everybody who walks in the door says, isn't this a beautiful place, a peaceful place? So we intended that it be a healing place.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to say that we have set this up as a community service, and that's why we're nonprofit, so that the first session is always free. People who have been through a trauma, a tragedy, they've never been to therapy before. They think it's for crazy people. They don't know what we do. So we invite them to come for a free therapy session. They chit-chat with the therapist. We do, well, it's not just chit-chat. We intake
get
them.
To know
we
one
get
another.
To know one.
Yeah.
And they never leave. They don't say, oh, this is not for me. I don't know that I've ever had anybody say, yeah, this is for crazy people. So, and then we ask them to pay a fee for the others, and it's on a sliding fee scale. It goes anywhere from $20 a
based
session
on
up.
To pay.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And our average fee is actually at the lower end of our fee scale.
$30.
Our average fee is $30, which is less than a copay would be for those who have insurance.
So let me restate this question
sure.
in your direction,
sure.
Karen.
Sure.
Since Brenda was so snarky in her response to me about something as ugly as money, but what is the hardest part about doing therapy, I guess, is my question.
Yeah.
What is it?
The hardest part?
Yeah.
When you go home at night,
I'm going to interrupt you. When you go home at night and you sit down and you slam your fist on the coffee table and say, man, what do you say?
Well, I have to answer that in two ways. The first way is I try really, really hard to, you know, have good, strong boundaries so that I don't take the weight of what I've done during the day. I don't take it home. I work very hard, I think, at trying to draw that boundary between home and work. But the hardest part for me with therapy sometimes is working with those who are in circumstances that are really well beyond their control, and the helplessness that can be felt, and often the lack of other services that are available for them. You know, we don't have strong mental health care or psychiatric care in Tallahassee. And so for those who do need additional help in conjunction with therapy, that's a struggle. And it's sometimes a huge struggle for them to even have the resources to, you know, see an alternative physician, you know, or get acupuncture or a massage, which all could be extremely helpful. So I think our struggle sometimes is really how can, you know, how do we can do a part of what's going on, but this person in front of us needs more than what we can do sometimes. And so it is just the recognition that the other resources are not available to them.
Either of you, would you say there is a misunderstanding or a lack of understanding with regard to mental health and those practitioners that are available? There seems to me to be a confusion.
Absolutely.
When you talk about psychiatric versus counseling, right? What are you thinking of?
Well, generally, psychiatric is like going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And there are medicines, and I don't know of... Do you know any psychiatrists that actually do therapy in their office?
I really don't.
I think it's more like just going to the regular doctor, and they look at your symptomology and prescribe, and they monitor that. And then we do the other stuff, the emotional stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so in that other stuff, Karen, you're saying that there is a sort of openness there to a collaborative integration of therapeutic modalities and such. Huh? Mm-hmm. So you'll try to work with that individual to see, hey, what's going to work for them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Folks, this is great. I mean, we've learned a lot about Lee's Place and what they're doing, have been doing, and will continue to do with your help. So don't forget, they've got this fundraiser coming up October 24th. But, you know, that's a long time away. Write them a check. Send them something. Go wash their windows. Wash Brenda's car. That'd be nice. But do something to help, and because they're doing a lot to help us as a community.
So there you have it, my friend, a conversation with Dr. Brenda Rabelais back in 2014, dealing with bereavement and the loss of a loved one. We hope you found it encouraging. Folks, it's what we do here every week, bringing you the very best we can find to bring a little bit of light and encouragement to you. We call it Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're the production of Spatterwork Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat, Tallahassee's radio to the world, playing all local musicians, their original songs, all the time. We call it The Sound of Tallahassee, streaming at moosemagnificat.com. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Witten Glass has been taking care of families since 1945.
Experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best, like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass, and they provide precise installation.
Witten Glass, Tallahassee's first family in glass. Online at wittenglass.com. Call 850-222-5781.